Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Mr. Number 494. What Christ's Righteousness Means to Us. All self-righteousness must be given up, for we have no righteousness of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Therefore we should not be exalted, or by any means pretentious, for it is an offense to God. What have we that we have not received? Man cannot rely upon himself for anything good or righteous. Christ, only Christ and his righteousness, will obtain for us a passport into heaven. Jesus loved righteousness and hated iniquity. What is righteousness? It is the satisfaction that Christ gave the divine law in our behalf. He bore the test on every point on which the sinner must bear it. He was tempted in all points as we are tempted, and though all temptations that it was possible for the synagogue of Satan to bring upon him were brought upon him, yet he did not yield in the least degree to the power of the enemy. Righteousness means being good and doing good. He was just and right. As children of God, are we developing a character that is Christ-like? Are we individually working daily at the trade of being a Christian, and through the rich impartation of the gift of the Spirit of God, are we making straight paths for our feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way? The lame are those who are not firmly established in the truth, who are spiritually halting, having defects of character, and needing a correct example given them. If we make crooked paths, they make our errors an excuse for deviating from the path of righteousness. It is not enough to believe sound doctrine. We must put it into practice. It is by overcoming the world, the flesh, and the devil that any student comes into possession of that knowledge that gives him access to the tree of life. We must all learn that we must overcome as Christ overcame in our behalf. All pride is sin, and must be expelled from the soul. Christ came to cut us loose from the originator of sin. He came to give us a mastery over the power of the destroyer, and to save us from the sting of the serpent. Through his imparted righteousness, he would place all human beings where they will be on vantage ground. He came to this earth and lived the law of God that man might stand in his God-given manhood, having complete mastery over his natural inclination to self-indulgence and to the selfish ideas and principles which tarnish the soul. The physician of soul and body, he will give wisdom and complete victory over warring lusts. He will provide every facility that man may perfect a completeness of character in every respect.